Dwayne Moore faces life in prison without parole when he's sentenced this morning for the murders of four people, including a two-year-old boy, in Mattapan 2 years ago. He'll also face the relatives of victims, who will deliver impact statements before the court. WBUR's Dolores Handy has been following the trials of Moore, as this was his second trial in these murders. She has this report.
Charging the defendant, Dwayne Moore, with murder. Is he guilty of any offense charged?
Guilty of murder in the first degree.
The jury found 35-year-old Dwayne Moore guilty of four counts of first-degree murder, as well as armed robbery and armed home invasion, in connection with a deadly drug robbery on September 28, 2010. Two-year-old Amani Hotep Smith was the youngest of the victims. His was the name called by Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Conley in reaction to the verdict.
It's now time to reflect on those lives, those very young lives, especially young Amani Smith. Here in this season, just after what we saw in Connecticut, not far to our south, you know, as we mourn those losses, we mourn the four people who lost their lives in Mattapan in a mass murder of its own.
The shadow of the horrific murders in Connecticut had prompted Moore's defense attorney earlier in the day to ask Judge Jeffrey Locke to issue special instructions to the jury.
The nation is mourning over the loss of 20 thoroughly innocent lives. While I'm sure that you, as every American citizen, has been in some way affected by the incidents that occur or the events that occurred in Newtown, Connecticut, please put them out of your mind entirely in your deliberations on this case.
Deliberations that appeared headed for a mistrial around midday when the jury said it was at an impasse because one juror had ceased to cooperate. The judge urged them to continue, and several hours later, they had their decisions. In addition to guilty on murder charges, the jury found Moore not guilty of illegal possession of a firearm and charges related to the shooting of the lone survivor, Marcus Hurd. Again, D.A. Conley.
This was a tough case. Look, this was a hard case for the jurors. And I don't know what their reasoning was. We felt the evidence was strong and compelling that Dwayne Moore fired the shot into Marcus Hurd's head, and we would have expected a guilty verdict on that.
Moore's defense attorney, John Amabile, says he will appeal the guilty verdicts.
I'm very disappointed, but I have deep respect for the system of justice and for this jury. And I don't think they made the right decision, but I'm not going to say anything more about it.
On Wilson Street, where the victims were found dead 2 years ago, resident Michelle Joseph reacted to news of the guilty verdicts.
At least somebody is going to jail for it because it was just sickening. Unfortunately, they all couldn't be found guilty, but at least one of them is, so.
Two prosecution witnesses testified under cooperation agreements. Kamani Washington, who says he provided guns and was there for the robbery but left before anyone was shot, will serve 16 to 18 years in prison for lesser charges. His brother, Charles Washington, tied to the case by fingerprint evidence, will not face prosecution. Their cousin, Eddie Washington, was acquitted in the first trial earlier this year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.